So the three gates of liberation are signlessness, undirectedness, and emptiness. And they come from the realization of impermanence, suffering, and not self. So what do we mean by this? We're basically saying that when you have a deeper realization of impermanence, you realize that no conditioned experience, object, or state of mind is really worth grasping onto. And therefore, it's objectless kind of practice, which is what we mean by signlessness. The undirected meditation comes from the realization, deep realization of dukkha or suffering, which is any kind of intention towards anything can be rooted in some kind of craving. And even if it isn't, it's liable to lead to some kind of becoming. And so we drop all intention and remain in this space of undirectedness. And that's why there's no direction, there's no intentionality in it. Then the realization of not self comes from the realization that all experience is conditioned. And therefore, when we break down the conditions, there's nothing inherent to hold on to. And so we let go of notions of self from that realization, leading to the understanding of emptiness. Empty of what? Empty of any inherent, independent, immutable self, unchanging self. So through this process of the gates of liberation, we're actually making contact with the three aspects of Nibbana, because Nibbana itself is signless. It's not an object. It's undirected. There's no intention in it. And it is empty because there is no self present in it. So when somebody comes out of Nibbana, they have made contact with the signless, contact with the undirected, and contact with the empty or emptiness. So the entrance into Nibbana is the realization of impermanence, suffering, and not self, through which we get the experience of the signless, the undirected, and the emptiness. These are all different angles leading to the same destination, three different doors leading to the same room, which is Nibbana. I hope this helps.